Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Time to hit rewind.
Morning Central Coast. I think Rob's a little bit buggered.
I've done a full 5 days straight.
And the fireworks went off when Dave from Woongarra called on Tuesday.
Yeah, good morning, Dave from the Guinness Book of Records. I'd just like to congratulate Rob on 2 days in a row.
Thank you very much, Dave. My good name's been tarnished. Even the state member for Terrigal, Adam Crouch, had a crack just because I had a few days off last week and the week before that.
And the week before that.
Morning, part-time. How are
we? Yep, well, you know, I'm coping.
Good work, Paddy. Keep in line.
Thank you. Adam McDougall, our health hacker from Podcast One, he said replace lollies with something healthier.
Keep chewing on them nuts as long as you can afford them. Like you said, macadamias. My eyes are watered every time I walk into Coles and Woolies and they want $50
a kilo. Oh, just to, that's why you just eat them there and then. No one knows.
Okay. 2 hours in the fruit and veg section for Paddy Gerard. Central Coast Olympian and silver medalist in the trampoline, Jai Wallace, relived the local memories after the 2000 Sydney Games.
We're at the opening of Domain at West Gosford. It was 20 years ago, so they wheeled out of bed and Jai was doing trampolining on the bed and he comes down and next minute you hear, crack! And next minute, they wheel the bed back out. No more trampolining after that, Jai.
It's not the last bed you broke.
Yeah, exactly. That one goes onto the sale rack. That one.
Oh, yeah. The acting general manager called to warn Rob about what people are saying about him.
Brace yourself.
Yeah. Right,
some in the office are calling you hemorrhoid.
A hemorrhoid?
Yep. You'll turn up every now and again, painful, and you hang around a bum. Sorry, I had to include you, Paddy. I am the funniest acting general manager the Central Coast has. Gotta go. Bye.
Rod from Buff Point put together the free gifts that all spectators received when attending the opening and closing ceremonies of the 2000 Olympics.
The little tiny briefcase had stickers, had Olympics memorabilia all inside it. And then the closing ceremony, they got a little esky with the same sort of stuff inside. My mother-in-law was the company that put those together and I worked every night putting them together. The only thing I haven't got is the esky because I tripped over and broke both my esky. But the stuff inside it was okay.
Oh, right, good on you, Klutzy. We had a discussion how the Central Coast Council is introducing a new bin system. What you do, you're going to be putting your food, your grass cuttings, your feces. Now, I don't mean you have to drop one in your green bin. Which
we discussed that. It's dangerous.
I think it's more dog.
What if you set up a little stepladder sort of setup? Like a pool deck.
Council of Wales.
I said this is where it goes.
With the warmer weather, it's mowing time.
I remember someone called us before about mowing the lawn. They reckon they do it in just about a pair of speedos.
Oh, that's Mickey D. He does that. He gets
just
out.
Just in a pair of speedos, cool. Cut the grass, no shoes.
Oh, yeah. And then someone says, where's the banana missing from in the fruit bowl? Oh, Mick's out there mowing the yard again.
Kate from Berkeley Vale weighed into our debate on what is more frustrating, a car that doesn't start or a mower that won't go.
A bloody lawnmower, Paddy.
Yeah, seriously. Why are they so frustrating? It's the only time, I swear, is when I'm in the yard.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if you've got a car that breaks down, everybody wants to help.
Yeah.
You've got a lawnmower, you're stuck out the front of your house.
And this week, it's congratulations to the Queen's husband.
100.
That's what 100 years of getting your backside wiped for you will do. Just longevity. Talk about it. Gosh. And look at the Queen. How old's the Queen?
Oh, she's old. Not as old as Prince Philip, though.
She's going to tick through 100 sooner or later.
Yeah.
A lot to be said for doing nothing.
Yeah. Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. And if you've missed any of the show, download the Triple M app and subscribe now to the Paddy and Rob podcast.